Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
President Trump is opposed to a $25 billion bailout Democrats proposed for the U.S. Postal Service. And coupled with recent comments he made against mail-in voting, he's being accused of trying to undermine the Postal Service and to sabotage the election. Conspiratorialists point to the removal of letter collection boxes, the decommissioning of automated mail sorters, and cutting back on overtime of postal employees as proof that the president's trying to undermine mail-in voting. Problem is, these changes were put in place years ago to help the financially strapped agency become more solvent. The Postal Service won't run out of money if they don't get the bailout, and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy assures us that they'll be able to handle mail-in ballots. So anti-Trumpers will have to find another boogeyman to blame.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.